Yeah, you're going to get cold in a minute.
That's good though, Vicky.
I assume you got my list.
Well, you know, that the most fun thing of the whole year has been that elf on the shelf.
Well, we have a couple of minutes before it goes official.
So far, we're all buttoning down. It's getting colder now as we get into the winter season finally. It's getting more seasonally cold.
Yeah, well, this forecast for Friday night sounds pretty brisk. So you'll find out how my new pipe insulation works.
Oh, very nice. There's always been calls on pipes in our city. People forget to turn their outside showers off, breaking them already. So if they try to have yesterday, all the breaks. Yeah. We had a house on Main Street here that you would buy and you look at and you're like, wow, it's like an ice castle. Well, second floor broke and it ran down the on the outside wall and it was just full of ice in my car.
I was at a parade on Sunday.
Yes.
I got a phone call from the Boston PD that Dr. Lazer's house had a leak. And, you know, what can I do?
I'm in Boston, right?
So, anyway, I told him, okay, as soon as I get back to Cape, I'll check it out.
Sure.
And I whipped back down there. They had just come in the house, and I said, there's a leak somewhere. Well, it was out in the petcock on the silcock on the front of the house, and blew the top right out of it. But the guy that took care of the house had been there, and he shut it off down south. So
it's amazing. It's amazing when Mike does the piping. I mean, amazing. Explicit, no problem. You know.
I don't know why the police department called me, but anyway.
Right.
All right, it is now 5:30, December 13th, calling the order of the Cotuit Fire District Board of Fire Commissioners to order. Present is myself, Commissioner Pisano.
Commissioner Hadley.
And Commissioner Conley is running a little late and will be joining us in a moment. Ms. Kate, you are recording.
Yes.
Thank you. Public comment? No public comment. We go to the next item, review and approval of previous meeting minutes. We have minutes for both August and November. I've already reviewed them. Commissioner Hadley, have you had a chance to review them? Starting with the August minutes. And again, expressing my appreciation to Ms. Cates for providing us with a recording to allow us to get this transcript, I would vote that we approve them as written.
Second.
In favor, Pisano.
Hadley.
Passed. Next, minutes for the November 15th meeting. I've also reviewed them and find them in order. Move that we approve the minutes for November 15th meeting as written.
Second.
All in favor, Pisano.
Hadley.
Passed. Next item of business is the fire chief's report. Chief.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening, commissioners. And good evening, Stan. Good evening, Ms. Kate. How are you? So for monthly activities, I believe it's the second sheet you have in your packet. These are the monthly activities for November 2016. And as they read, emergency calls, we had 35 ambulance runs, one medical assist call. We had 6 automatic fire alarms. We had 2 mutual aid engine runs, one to Calm, I believe, one to, I think Hyannis it was. We went to a structure fire in Hyannis. And 6 public assist calls. And one investigation is smoke in the area. So So there was a total of 51 instances of the month of November. And we did have nine fire inspections for resales of homes, three fire pre-inspections, and two of those were annual inspections, for a total of 12 on the activities for the fire prevention. Okay, so anybody have any questions on the instances at all?
I have no question on the incidents report.
Okay, the ComStar report I did not furnish. I think the last time we said we would table those until we figure out. I think one of the commissioners was going to see Mike Daly, our treasurer, to find out where we want that. Are those questions answered? I know that was on the agenda. I do have the report if you'd like it. I can show it to you. That's not an issue. Would you like to see that?
Why don't we take a look at that? I think the question was left to the treasurer around the billing differences and collectibles.
Okay. Okay. So for our downloads, here we are. Okay, so for our ComStar report, this is, again, this is Chief Olson, sorry, for the date of 11/30/2016. The periods were from 12/29/16 to 11/30/16. And we have a total of deposits of, let me just turn this off here. Wi-Fi off, there we go. We have a total deposits of $3,476.55.
Say that a little slow.
Yeah, sorry. $3,476.55 for deposits. And again, that's from 10/29/16 to 11/30/16. So we have a total of, when we reconcile it, when they reconcile the bills, out to be a net payment applied to the district of $8,716.90. And let me just bring this my computer to you.
What I can do is I can send that to you folks, so I can do that. I can do that for cash, but to email.
Yeah, I don't need a hard copy of this.
No, I don't either.
Okay, I did talk to the Treasury Department about that. I talked to Tony this morning about the ComStar reports, and she was going to talk to Mr. Daly, Michael, about, those questions that we might have on those ComStar reports, the percentages and stuff and how that works. So the next item would be on the budget, and I believe we have an appropriation sheet that you have right there for the budget. Good evening, Commissioner. How are you, sir?
Fantastic, thank you,
Chief. Yes, there you go. A little chilly out there, isn't it?
A little cool.
Okay, so we are on, in your packet, Commissioner Conley, there is the third item, which is the budget. We're on the budget part of the packet. That would be your appropriation sheet. Next, yep, that one right there, yep. So it was given to me today, but it was transcribed at 12/8/2016 on Thursday. So through the Treasury Department, at 42% of our budget, we come in at 38% of the total budget spent. By saying that, there is a couple of items that I'd like to go over, if you guys don't mind.
Please.
Okay. 5130, where it says salaries, wages, full-time injury, we have $20,000 appropriated for that account. It says we have spent $28,896.37, which is about 244% above, at least that's what it says right there, above. Now,
you know those numbers don't add up.
Yes, it's correct. 48,000, excuse me, I'm sorry. Right, 48, there yeah, go. There we go, 48,000, my apologies. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So we're under $28,896, my apologies. So that gives us the 244 on that numbers. Now, what I'm going to do is work with Mr. Daly and Tony Sheehan, as well as Christina Dolly. Christina and I actually worked on these numbers the other day and kind of finalized them today. Those numbers are going to reflect differently. And I'll say those numbers, the 5130, which is the injury, versus the 5150 that's always been in question. So that 5150, just go down to the second part and hang with me on this. 5150 has $10,000 in that account, and we have spent $17,761.23 in the rears, $7,761.23, with over expenditure of 177%. That number is correct. However, we are changing the line items around. We're going to flop them. We realize that one of our personnel that's on injury, we've been putting in 5150 because we had an open shift. We had made shift changes and didn't realize that we were doing that at the time, and we pulled it off the wrong numbers. So you're going to see a correction in those numbers. For instance, you will have on 5130, you'll have $3,531.67 left in the good. And then on the 5150, you'll have $8,139.77 in the good. So those are, you'll see those you'll see those offset each other because they were pulled out of different line items. Okay, because the 5150 were wages that we were taking out for open shifts, and that's not accurate. That's supposed to be an injury, line item, which is 5130. So you will see that reflection. Let me see. I do have a sheet. For instance, I believe it was around for injury. We have $16,468.33. I did this through a quick calculation, so that may differ. Okay, so please don't count on that number, but I think it's pretty close. And that's for the injury report, mm-hmm. But for the 5150, we've spent $1,860.23. So that's going to reflect, and you're going to have a lot more. You're going to have $8,000 on that one. So we will change that and make sure that it's correct. So maybe we won't have people questioning that. Maybe down the road when we go over that, we will, but not right now. So I just want to make that note to let you folks know that we've been working on that to correct that issue. We do have another line item down below, 5210, which is electricity. We're pretty much right on the money with that. We're kind of nervous about that. That is actually... we were better last year, and we were doing the numbers. This year, it seems like it's been a little more, so we've got to figure out why. We're still right on the money, but it's kind of close. We weren't that close last year. So another line item where it says 5245, repairs and maintenance to the grounds. We're at 95% of that built out. That is going to be it for us, obviously, for that line item. We may get some salt, obviously, for the roads, but that's going to eat up that pretty quick this winter. So we'll probably see a little bit of the rear in that line item, so we're going to look at that one too as well.
Was for the improvements along the property line.
That is correct. That we used for the fence that we put up and the trees. We took down four trees and we added four trees.
Right.
So yes.
Right.
The other item that you see here that's really high in percentage spent is 5275. That's 9/11 dispatch expense. I think we explained that last time. We're not going to see any more coming out of that line item because we spent that through the year for the dispatch on Comfire. And ambulance billing is higher than last year at this point. That's at 5313. We're thinking because of the more instances that we have. So it's at 50% of a 42% budget year. So it's a little higher than what we'd like to see, obviously. So we're going to look at that line item, too, as well. And, of course, the prior year encumbrances, the last item, is 100%. We spent all that, obviously. But we have a total of 38% of the budget spent at 42% of the year. So we're hanging in there, besides those couple little items that we got to look at. Any questions on the appropriations?
You already answered the questions I was going to answer.
Sure, please. I hope so. Yes. That is correct. A few line items. Yes, that is correct. Yes. Yes. It's not so much a guessing game for us, but it's a comparison from one year to the next and from a couple of years to last year. We do an average and see where we are, and some of these things are good. Sometimes we spend more, sometimes we spend less in that line item. So, yes, but we are 38% of a 42% budget, so that's not bad. We're hanging in there so far. Almost half the year. Yes, sir. Sorry.
I just wanted to add for the record, we had a discussion last month about the dispatch funding and the option with the Sheriff's Department. And at the time that we chose to stay with COM, it was not based on the strict finances, but rather there was a significant instability in the structure of the Sheriff's dispatch operation, and we were waiting to see where that landed before we invested in the infrastructure costs that would be involved in making the change. But that item remains open for discussion going forward now that the sheriff's dispatch operation has restabilized.
Yeah, and it's doing well. It's doing very well. We, Commissioner, on that note, Chief Olson, on that note, when we start talking about the budget, maybe we can think about that, if we want to go forward with it, or maybe next year. We can certainly put that in the strategic plan going forward for the next chief coming on board. Mm-hmm. It's a good possibility for that, too, as well. But the numbers that I had 2 years ago was $38,000 for infrastructure. That's the console back at the house, as well as the T1 line going to the Sheriff's Department to our building, as well as their infrastructure there that they needed, a console. So about $38,000, they said they could do all of that with them also putting it all up together. And then $25,000 was quoted to me for the price year after year. But now, obviously, that could go up, obviously, or, it could stabilize. I don't think it will go down, but it definitely could go up.
Well, let's carry that over to the next part of the meeting when we're going to anticipate next year's budget.
Sure.
I think, a more appropriate place for the...
That's what we use right now with COM. It's a dedicated line that we have with COM, but maybe through their infrastructure, they may have a different way. I mean, maybe that open cape maybe could help us. That open cape is supposed to be data transfer too as well. So that's what was quoted to me. However, that could have changed in a couple of years. That could have changed already. That was 2 years ago. So, yeah, definitely agree. Okay. So we are going to new business. Anybody have any other questions on the budget? Okay. So. Personnel. We still have, out of the 12 personnel that we have, full-time personnel on the floor, 13 count myself and 14 counting Christina Dolly. We have one still out on sick leave, and that's Joseph Pouliot. That's still out on sick leave, and he's doing really well. He's looking to. I have a doctor's note looking to get him back December 27th. So. fantastic, and the department, I want you to know, did a lot of things for him at his time of need. So we were there for him, so which is good. And we do have Lieutenant Sergeant out on line of duty still. We did make contact with the medical board. We believe that the medical board, and I have that in hand, that they signed off on it. But then it goes to one of their agents to actually bring it forward to the PIRAC, which is the retirement board. In that, I just talked to this morning, Suzanne from the retirement board, and she had given me an understanding of not this month. It didn't come across the board for this month to talk about it. So the window they missed. So hopefully by next month, they have the meetings at the end of the month. So in January is going to be the next month. And she says, I don't know, Chief, if it's going to make January's meeting, but we're hoping that it makes February or March's meeting. I said, okay, thank you. And I asked if they could hopefully push this along, but they're like, we understand, we know, and we're going to try to do this as quickly as we can. They're just waiting for their agent to get back to them with all the information. So that's where it says, and that was from the Suzanne from the retirement board this morning. So, and there's our personnel. Everybody else is doing well on the personnel so far, and we're moving forward. So the apparatus. Excuse me. Any questions on personnel? Okay. Apparatus. 263, engine 263, as you know, is in rehab with maintenance to Minuteman apparatus. They gave us a quote around $20,000. I accepted that quote and asked them to move forward with the rehab of that truck so we can move it along. I did call VFIS today and left a message for one of the agents to give us an appraisal for 265, the old 265. So that is in their hands, and when they have their appraisal come down, we'll welcome in the station and get that appraisal for the old 265 to let you know what the cost and the real value of that vehicle is. The new 265 is going to go back to Minuteman. It's been running really well. We're just doing cosmetic things on the inside to add a drawer, a sliding drawer to our right rear compartment so that our jaws of life can be pulled out instead of having to reach in and trying to pull it out with a shelf above. So they're going to add that shelf and we still have money in the account that we can use that for. So I said to build it out so we can get that mounted. Those are quite expensive machines, as you know. The hydraulics on them is very expensive. So we want to make sure that they're stable inside and they're not rolling in our cabinets. So that should be, by next week I should have a quote on that so we can get that up there. As soon as they give us the quote, they said they could do the job. So they've been very busy up there. Okay, and 261, my vehicle is doing really well. Also, 269 is doing really well. That's the old chief's vehicle that the officers are using right now. 260 is our plow truck and also our pickup truck. That's doing fine, just maintenance repairs on that. Our plow is ready to go. We're going to run our operation, winter operations drill soon. That's connecting the plow, learning all those different things about how to plow and how to use the plow that we have. 266 is out of the water at Bolson's Marine, and that's out of service until the spring. And 268 is in service, our small inflatable boat at inside our house on the downstairs floor. And let's see, 267 is doing really well. However, I will ask you gentlemen in the near future to think about 267 for a rehab at some point. Maybe that could be on our strategic plan going forward with the new chief, maybe looking into fixing the rust in 267 due to the leak of the poly tank for the foam. And that really actually deteriorates the paint. So we really need to look into that. but it's running fine. We were going to use it last week for a prescribed burn from a Northeast company that comes in and does the prescribed burns, and they had canceled. So I believe they lost the window December 15th, I think it was the last day that it could burn, and I think they're going to wait until now the spring to do that. And we'll get the reverse 911 out to everybody in the area of Crocker's Neck when that happens. We used our Explorer Scouts, but we don't have them anymore, unfortunately. They all matriculated out and graduated, so. But maybe we can do something with the call department, too, as well, with that. Okay. And I think any questions on apparatus? All right. That's what I have. I thank you very much, people.
Thank you, Chief. Next item is the search firm contract, copies of which had been circulated to the commissioners. This is the contract with Municipal Resources, Inc. That will be conducting the search for the replacement chief. And have you both had a chance to look at your copies? Oh, you haven't. Put one in your mailbox.
Where at the station?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll get it. I'll get it tomorrow.
All right, the relevant pages, I would like to, if you have questions about it, Kevin.
Commissioner Conley, I think when we last discussed this, there was a conversation about references, somebody that they have used, that has used them in the past.
Yes.
We were able to ascertain any references.
I gathered a number of references for them, all positive from districts throughout Massachusetts. And subsequent to the contacts that I made, I also found out that the beginning of last week, if I remember correctly, Hyannis Fire District signed a contract with them for their chief search. So we apparently are in good company.
Great, thank you.
I also followed up on the terms for the extraneous costs involving the per diems during interview process, and that best I can gather, the maximum would be in the neighborhood of an additional $1,000 if we are entertaining multiple candidates at once. So with that in mind, and understanding that you haven't had a chance to review the whole thing, I would move that we accept the contract and get these people started. Do I have a second?
Second, Hadley.
All in favor? Commissioner Pisano, in favor?
Commissioner Conley, in favor?
Commissioner Hadley, in favor?
Passed unanimously. Thank you, gentlemen. I will get this contract over to Prudential Representative for a countersignature, and we should be good to go. The next item under new business is draft budget planning for the next fiscal year. We had actually designated a separate meeting and agenda that was to start at 6 o'clock, and as much as it looks like it's just about 6 o'clock, we are humming. So let's proceed into the special meeting.
Can I interject a quick question, Commissioner Byron?
Certainly.
Can I want to make a quick comment beforehand, and that is I want to congratulate the chief. On December 3rd, he made a fantastic chili. How many people do we end up having at? Did you end up having at the station?
Oh, we must have had well over 200 people. I mean, well over 200 people. We had 100 pounds of chili that went in an hour and a half, and we ran out of chili again. I keep on saying we should make 200 pounds. But 100 pounds of chili went in our house. And I tell you, the people had a great time. We had a great time. Thank you, Commissioner, for showing up. It was really nice to see you there. And I meant to say that. Thank you very much. Also, we had a lot of fun with the people that showed up, doing drills with our gears, donning and doffing our gear, and having competition with the kids. So they had a really great time, and of course, opening our house and thanking the district members for our brand new truck and having them going through that truck and stuff like that. So it was well attended. And thank you so much for saying that.
It's nice of you to offer to come back next year and do it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. Oh, definitely. That'd be fun.
Thank you.
Very good. So I'm going to make a motion that we go into the special meeting for discussion of the draft budget for the next fiscal year. Do I have a second?
Second, Hadley.
All in favor? Commissioner Pisano?
Commissioner Connolly in favor?
Commissioner Hadley. Hadley in favor?
Right. We are now in the special meeting. There is no public comment during this meeting. It is open for discussion of...
Just a point of order, sir, if I may. You're going to have to come back into a regular fire commission meeting and close that off after, just so that you can close that meeting after we do this, if you like, or it's up to you. You can close it now and go to our special meeting, just so that we remember to close that meeting. That's all, you know. Yeah.
Move that we close the regular monthly meeting of the fire commissioners.
Second.
All in favor? Pisano?
Connolly.
Okay. Unanimous.
Thank you, sir. Okay. I have budgets for you prepared.
Chief, I'm going to excuse myself for 1 minute.
Okay, folks, I'm just trying to pull up our agenda for that. Let's see here. Okay. So what you see in front of you is FY 16, 17, and 18. I did a comparison. I wanted to show that to you just to see where we were heading. So I know it's hard. The first meeting is really me presenting this platform, so you can use this platform. And this is a draft platform. I can't say that enough. It's a draft platform. And what we want to do is this is meant to be just for you folks to really look at. Sorry about that. I'm sorry. So this is just for you folks to look at this platform and to see how you can utilize the platform and all the numbers. You get those numbers to the left for the accounts. Hold on 1 second. The chart of accounts is all on the left-hand side. And these chart of accounts is we've been using for years, ever since 2008, since I've been here. And so that's where the numbers and account numbers are coming from to the left, and that's in column A. Nothing in column B, but column C does have, you know, who they are, what it is that line item is. And then obviously column F is the FY16, and then it goes G for 17 and M for FY18. I don't know if the highlights came out on yours. Did they come out? You see different on the right-hand side on FY18? Why don't you just circle these then, and I'll tell you the increases, okay, at least so you can see the increases. So obviously the salary that I have going into FY18 increased at 3%. And no other salaries increased until you folks are finished with negotiations, negotiating a contract. Again, this is draft. So it's ever changing. All the way down to 5130, line item 23, I think if it's not numbered, we moved it up to $40,000. You see that was $20,000 for full-time injury. We went to $40,000. Remember that Mr. Daly wanted to not have charge our account with the insurance for that. So we're not going to have that insurance to get the 80% back anymore. So we're going to have to either eat all of it or come up with a line item to help offset it. You got 5124 incident full-time. That has gone down, okay, to 70,000 for 85. 5128, where it's personal coverage, has increased due to the personal increase of the last contract. Okay, so you'll see the number increase. And the next decrease, 5140 for call firefighters, that's additional staffing. It went from 26,000 to 16,000. We do have 8 call firefighters. They just haven't been coming in as much as we'd like, unfortunately. I think it's just the time. I've asked all my colleagues around us. They're saying the same thing. It's just hard. It's hard to get off their jobs to come in. They do their best they can. And at the end, you'll see a reflection of that. And then, okay, and then you'll see in maintenance, 5243 line item, we increased maintenance of the building to 16.5. That anticipating that we need to replace a few things in the building and the cost of building and the cost of materials. And maintenance uniform full-time, we've gone up. Just the cost of maintenance for uniforms. Contractual is the same, but we just need to, we never really increased that line item, and it has been going over each time, so, or close to.
Chief, can I ask you to back up
sure.
to 5243, maintenance of the building?
Yes.
We have had numerous times discussions about the need for the septic.
Yes. Yeah, that's going to, you're going to see that in, on the appropriations.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, and you know, and that's if we didn't get the appropriations, I was going to hope to use that to keep on pumping. So I needed to increase that. It's $400 to $500 every time we pump that septic system. Yeah, it's a failing system, and we need to do that before we, you know, before it completely fails.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you though. That definitely, it's on the radar. 5249, where it says uniform full-time. Oh, that's right. We talked about an increase. Now, it goes down to operating expenses. As you can see, the budget is broken up in 4 different things, items. Labor and salaries is the first. We just covered maintenance. We covered a little bit of that, and now we're going into operational expense. And then the last item was obviously the miscellaneous, and then the appropriations was an added to it. So let's go to operational and electricity. We had 12,500. We're looking at 14 increase because it's the electrical costs. We had, it's the numbers are going up as we move along. The communications, we just added $500 to that for communications. We've been using the budget. 5424, where it says supplies and equipment. We went up to $8,000 on that. We're looking at a new copier machine and a few other, well, not a, a lease one. We lease our copier, but, you know, the maintenance contracts are fairly expensive, but all we have to do is just give them a call, and it's great. They come and fix. So, dues and membership went up $500, looking to get the administrative assistant to school and to get a couple of classes for HR and move that position forward. And 5314 is ambulance billing. With our incidences that are increasing, they obviously do it towards how many runs that we have a percentage of, so that increases. And then, so that leaves the total operating budget, which is salaries and everything else, at $1,861,439.02. That's an increase of $12,831. Now you will may see more of an increase, obviously, if the contract settles, if you folks settle a contract with the bargaining group. So just know that, okay, and keep that in mind as we go forward. As you see in the appropriation sheet down below, I think it's the third page, I put question marks. We're getting costs of those as we speak, so we'll have a better you know, handle on the costs when we get them coming back and giving us their breakdowns of costs of a septic system, pavement, natural gas piping to the generator, and removal of the old generator. So those are the four items that we have on the ticket for appropriations. These are just, you know, our thoughts in the department. Obviously, we this is our first look at our budget for FY18, and I just wanted to get that platform to you folks so you can start looking at it and then give them some feedback. Thank you.
So, Chief Commissioner Connolly, just a quick question. On line items 5270 and 5275, so do we pay a total of $42,000 for dispatch between dispatch and operator?
Yeah, the communications is different. The yes, $37,500 is actually $36,000 something that we spend for dispatch. That's we pay a contractual fee to Comfire for that. And it used to be $47,000. We narrowed it down to $36,000. And that was at the time before I started in 2008, that was to pay for a dispatcher. Now, my understanding is that they just take that money and put it in the general fund, but that's to offset their cost for dispatching for us.
Sure. Well, so we have 37.5 allocated. I have that. What's the 4,500 for?
The 45 is the 5,200. That's good.
Just the high level, Chief, is fine.
77.
Yeah.
This is for, like, you know, fax machines, communications like that. It's something that we use for in-house scans, scanners, and stuff like that. So it's a line item for that as well.
Okay, thank you. And we referenced it in the meeting previous, you know, discussion about the dispatch, Commissioner Pisano did. When does this contract end that we currently have with COM?
It will end fiscal year. It ends the fiscal year, every fiscal year, so June 30th, it'll end. Yep, July 1st will be a new contract.
Okay, and I know you and I discussed the Sheriff's Department.
Yes.
You want to check to see if the Sheriff's Department has availability to take us in? Has that conversation been had?
Yes, that conversation has not been had with them. I just wanted to get this platform done for you folks, but I will have that conversation with them.
Okay,
yep.
Great. Thank you.
I'll get a price out, and I'm hoping that he's still accepting. I'm not sure if he is not. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
There's variables there, but we need to know if there is, right, there is space, what the price would be.
Correct. And I'll give you a for instance, and I think I gave this to you folks before. It was $38,000 two years ago for infrastructure, and it was $25,000 a year after that every single year. So the first year is going to be $38,000 plus $25,000, and then after that it's going to be $25,000 for the rest of the contracts. Will either be a year or be it 2 years or be it 3 years with the sheriff. We would have to obviously make that that contract negotiation with him.
And yeah. I'm curious, from a COM point of view, where would you rate them? Are they A, B, C, D?
Oh, they're A. They're our dispatch center. So, you know, they're A. They, you know, never had a problem with them.
All issues with texting have been resolved? With the
yeah, they have a... Yeah, that's correct. They have a CAD system as well as COM's CAD system is very similar to that. I don't know if they use some Symposium. I think they use a different CAD system. But yes, it will. It should. It should work.
No, right.
It should work, yeah.
Okay.
I know Barnstable Fire are getting the text. I know I have a couple of good friends still over there that they're getting texts back and forth, and they're right from the Sheriff's Department too as well.
You know what I'm saying? COM's, our issues, you had an issue with one of your lieutenants getting text from COM. Has that been resolved?
No, sir. That has not been resolved. No. But it's been talked to, though, and the chief knows about it, and they're working on it. But it has not been resolved as of right now.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
To summarize, Commissioner Pisano, to summarize then around the issue of dispatch, we need to determine availability, hardware costs, for the transition, for a transition, and both the rate and term on a contract so that we could estimate how we would parse out that hardware investment.
Okay.
All right.
Will do.
Great. Thank you. Well, this gives us a starting place. In special appropriations, where we had the current year set aside $50,000 to rehab 263.
$50,000, yes.
And the quote came in at $30,000?
Came in at $20,000. Yeah, well, I'm very happy about this. Yes, but I don't want to say anything yet until we get the final bill. This is, again, this is an in, you know, yeah, yeah.
Put it on the record, Chief.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right, because that's what they gave me, but you know how things can change. I mean, they might find something. This is an estimate that they gave us. You know, it came in at, and I told them to go do the work at the price they gave me, and I'm hoping they stick to that price. However, there's a lot of rust on this vehicle, so if they find something that they can't repair, they got to repair it. My order to them was anything that was unsafe in this vehicle needs to be repaired. That first, and then the cosmetics after.
The reason I brought it up is because you made mention that that I can't find my note. The other unit is going to need some rehab as well.
267 brush.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And oh, here it is. That would mean that potentially we would have some surplus to direct to that right away.
We won't be able to do that. We would have to go back to the district and ask if we could take that surplus and add to an appropriation. So we'd have to make another article and say, and just say just what you just said. The surplus that we have, say it's $30,000, could, you know, we'd put that in an article saying that, have the district vote on that. It needs to be a vote from the district because those are appropriations. Yeah. So
right.
It's not a line item, unfortunately, where we could possibly do that.
So we can't just have a Christmas party?
Yeah, yeah. That'd be a good Christmas party.
All right, well, this gives us a starting point. I don't have any other immediate questions for you.
So if I could make a suggestion to you folks, you know, when you look at this platform, you know, you can see what we asked for the years before, 2 years before, FY16 and FY17. There has been some jumps, obviously, because of contractual, you know, items. But, you know, I ask you to look at your appropriations from last year, if you still keep them. If you don't, I have them. Just let me know, because I do comparisons, or even the appropriations that I furnish you with right now gives you a comparison for the last 2 years on each line item, too, as well. So that gives you a good look at into the future, hopefully, on what we're going to spend and how we've been spending the money. So please look at that, and I suggest you to look at that. And you know, obviously, I'm in the office. Call me anytime or send me a email, and hopefully I'll get the answers for you folks.
All right. Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Any other questions?
I do not.
Well, we have plenty to look at, so I would wonder about trying to schedule a second budget meeting going forward. Given the proximity to the holidays, I would think that might be smart to look into the January meeting. Would we have a negotiation meeting scheduled for the 10th of January, so our next regular meeting would be the 17th.
17th of January.
Right. And that might be the appropriate time to come back to this with our thoughts, questions, follow-up, and we can tack it on to the end of, do it like we did tonight, have a special meeting after the regular meeting for it.
I think that works.
That makes sense.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, then let's go forward on the assumption that January 17 We'll have the next special meeting to take these budget questions.
Oh, we have our regular meeting that day.
And we will have our regular meeting that day, so we'll try to do it the way we did today. We'll have the meeting as early, regular meeting as early as possible, and go right into the budget meeting afterwards.
So 5:30?
Right, 5:30 for the regular meeting. And 6 o'clock for the special meeting. Are we good?
Yes.
Move we adjourn. Have a second?
Second. Hadley.
In favor, Commissioner Pisano.
Commissioner Conley.
Commissioner Hadley.
We're out of here.
You want to keep this? Rick?
Yeah, I'll be right back.
On the 11th, what time and where?